In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Whitmer is making moves to improve internet service for thousands of Michigan families. The governor issued an executive directive establishing the Michigan High-Speed Internet Office.
Right now, we have a generational opportunity to make a tremendous difference thanks to the federal funds that we have received and the budget surplus that we are now working with. Together, we will ensure that every home and business in Michigan can access affordable, reliable, high-speed internet that meets their needs.
The governor said the coronavirus pandemic only confirmed how the lack of high-speed internet access can cause many residents to struggle with online learning, using telemedicine to seek needed health care, and to search for a job. Spectrum Health Lakeland is making COVID-19 vaccines easier than ever to get now that it's inviting people to come to its walk-in clinics for those shots. Spectrum Health Lakeland Primary Care Director James Savoy tells us you can get a Pfizer shot at the walk-in clinics in Niles, St. Joseph, and Water Elite. No appointment is needed.
Patient can come in at any time during regular business hours. No appointment is needed, and they can come in, register, and receive the vaccination then and there.
Savoy says anyone can just stop by at their convenience during normal clinic hours. He recommends those who haven't gotten a shot to do just that.
We've got several months of history and several million people who have received the vaccine. The side effects have been very minimal compared to other vaccines in history. We find it to be very safe.
Savoy said the days of mass vaccination clinics have come to an end. Now the focus is on reaching those who didn't go to the larger events. They're using the Pfizer vaccine for the walk-in clinics so they can reach the most people, as Pfizer is authorized for patients age 12 and up. There's a new partnership meant to make it easier for Michigan residents to voice their concerns and opinions about the state's redistricting. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission is now working with Michigan 211, a free communication service, to collect 10,000 comments.
A week from today, we will provide an update as to where we are. We're in the process of verifying information to ensure that we provide an accurate count in terms of not just who signed up. We're more concerned with how many people actually provided comments. And we want to make sure that we don't have duplicate comment in our public comment portal.
That's Commissioner Edward Woods III. The group will redraw boundaries for Michigan's 13 congressional, 110 state house, and 36 state senate seats based on the 2020 census data. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.